The FBI will open a civil rights investigation into the killing of Andrew Brown Jr., a black man who died after police shot him during an arrest in Elizabeth City, North Carolina last week. This is attorneys for the family of Brown say an independent autopsy shows he was shot 5 times by sheriff's deputies, including once in the back of the head. Attorney Wayne Kendall represents the family.
4 bullet wounds to his right arm. These bullet wounds, according to the autopsy, were more or less glancing shots. They were not fatal shots. So he was able to back up as these shots were coming into the vehicle.
We have also learned the sentencing of Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis has been pushed back to Friday, June 25th at 2:30 p.m. D.C. time. Jennifer Cobina is an associate professor at Michigan State University's School of Criminal Justice. She tells us tonight on WTOP, a guilty verdict, as we saw with Chauvin, is a rarity in the United States, and that may be what people in North Carolina are worried about with this new case.
I think we have to be careful to praise the effectiveness of the criminal legal system, because every year police officers kill black and brown people, many of which are caught on video, but they kill with impunity, and you know, they're not held accountable. Countless families have had to endure the pain of losing their loved ones, while the criminal legal system has often protected officers who participated in the killing. And so the fact that Chauvin was found guilty, it's rare, and therein lies the problem, right? That it's rare for police officers to be held accountable. So it's hard to actually be able to say with confidence that this will result in a huge transformation within the criminal legal system. I think we have to also acknowledge that this was one guilty verdict, right? Is that for one police officer at one point in time. But it doesn't mean that the criminal legal system values black lives, right? It took overwhelming evidence with unimaginable footage and witnesses to bring this case to trial and to gain conviction. And even with that, Dimitri, many of us knew what the verdict should be because of this unimaginable evidence, right? And the witnesses. But yet we still all collectively held our breath and we were uncertain as to what the verdict would actually be. We knew what it should be because it was very clear, but we were still uncertain what it would be because history really has not been on the side of people of color getting justice in this country.
For Chauvin's sentencing, does the conviction matter a lot more than how much time he spends in prison? Or do you think people will feel disrespected if his sentence is on the shorter side, let's say 12 to 15 years, not 30 or 40 years?
Well, I mean, people will definitely feel disrespected if the sentence is on the shorter side. I mean, you have to think about it. If this was the average civilian who did the exact same thing as Derek Chauvin, what sentence would that individual get? And so if Derek Chauvin, for example, gets 5 years, 7 years, anything less than 10 years, again, that is not the typical sentence that the average person would get. If you just look at within the criminal legal system, which is disproportionately comprised of black and brown people, you know, the research shows who are more likely to be convicted than white individuals for committing the same types of crimes, and they're more likely to serve longer sentences than white individuals who commit the same type of crime. So people will absolutely feel disrespected if the sentence is not proportionate to the crime that he committed, which was murder.
I wanted to ask you if you can envision a world fairly soon where police have nothing to do with traffic enforcement.
Absolutely. And I think that is something that can be done, right? And if we relegate police to handling some of the violent cases and investigating serious violent cases, but yet with these traffic infractions, that can be done by other individuals rather than utilizing officers. In many cases, these traffic violations or traffic infractions can actually become fatal, particularly for black and brown individuals. And so what we're hearing, you know, is since in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, essentially reimagining the role of the police, different ways that we can continue to try to deal with conflict and harm, but without relying heavily on the police in the first place.
Jennifer Cobina is an associate professor at Michigan State University School of Criminal Justice. Her 2019 book is Hands Up, Don't Shoot.